So we've walked about halfway down this road, and if you stop and look at the forest on either side, you'll see some really dramatic differences. On the right is a classic loblolly pine plantation. We have come in here and done a first thinning, and we burned this site in the spring of 2009. But despite all this restoration work, you'll still see that this is almost entirely loblolly pine. They're straight, they're thin, there's some nice diversity coming in the understory because of the restoration work we've started. But as you look across, almost all you see is loblolly pine. On your left, you'll see a much more diverse forest. This forest was also planted in loblolly pine, but it's much lower, and parts of it weren't drained, and parts of it were unsuccessfully drained, and it goes quickly down into the swamp. So here you'll see much more hardwoods, more shrubs, lots of blueberries, and it's just a nicer, thicker, diverse forest structure. We've chosen not to go in and remove the loblolly pines from this area because we're happy with the range of species that we're finding here. There are animals, there's plants, there's more structure here than you'll see on your right. So even though the percentage of loblolly pines on the left is higher than you would find in a natural forest, we've decided that it's not worth coming in and disturbing the remainder of the forest in order to speed up the restoration of this area. So it's a nice comparison of what you get just from topography alone. On your right, it's high and dry, and on your left, it's lower and wetter.